Welcome to Diva Podcast. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday,
it's frontline. Friday, I got the Diva. Ebony. I got the Diva. You're an artist, business, artist about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your Diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your Diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your Diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your Diva.
Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP, Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Texas general out here. And you're tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at PhenomRadio.com.
I'm back in the scene, y'all. What's going on, baby? Your girl Diva Ebony B is back up in the sting, and they tuned in live, broadcasting the sting live out of Seattle, Washington. Big shout out to all my Frontline Friday fanatics. Big shout out to the Independent Connect. Big shout out to Team 1000. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Big shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. Of course, we getting in this thing tonight with Frontline Fridays. Of course, I got new independent music, independent artist music to showcase for you guys tonight. Of course, we're going to get some more from Tamara Bubbles. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at Tamara Bubbles and pull your pants up. Of course, we're going to get into it with some hot topics tonight. I'm going to come to y'all to the Educate and Regulate session. Coming from the Team 1000, choosing the right rap name. We're going to give y'all a couple of tips from that. Then we're going to get into, you know, the whole thing about Beyonce being pregnant. Big shout out to Beyonce. And then we're going to get into another segment, or we're going to get into some other tips, because I see a lot of people playing this Powerball. They're like, yo, I got to go play the Powerball. I got to win some music. I'm going to win some millions. I'm going to win some money. I want y'all to know y'all eyes. So we're going to hit y'all up with the three math facts that every Powerball player needs to know when you're going to play the Powerball. You can definitely follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Jump into my chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And leave some comments. If you want to get interviewed and showcased and promoted right here on Frontline Fridays, all you got to do is go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com, and click on the Get Interviewed and Promoted tab. We're going to get into it with some We Came Here to Party, this hot track by J Big. And it got Mac Twain on it, and it got Tony Lyrics on it, as well as Dope Ass Music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
Here I come, if you're ready or not. This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary J. Mellow on the beat.
Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And make sure you friend me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryK. And speaking of friends, I got one of my great friends that called into the station. He is definitely doing this thing. Poetic Lace has been a true friend to me, a true brother in Christ to me. And he's definitely doing this thing over there at the Covenant Cafe each and every Sunday. Of course, I'm going to bring him in the building and show him some love, because I'm always excited when he comes through. He's always doing some great things. So let me give you one of these plays. Lace, what's going on, man? It's great to have you on the front line.
What's up, Diva, man? Definitely, like I said before, happy belated Mother's Day, and happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, whether you are single or married. We definitely appreciate it, and you are needed. And we can't really fully show our appreciation as men, but we can definitely let you know that we understand.
we're so thankful for that. My Mother's Day was great. Of course, I did a Beyonce and announced to this world that I'm going to be having a baby soon. My baby will be here December 16th. Yes, I'm having.
Man, you could have texted me that. You talking about? You telling me on the air? You could have sent me a text previously.
It was too many people. That's why I try to put it on Facebook. And I mean, it's just a pleasure.
Congrats. I'm kind of hurt that I'm just now finding on air. Now, I got to act like I'm happy when inside I'm hurting, because you didn't tell me personally, because I'm supposed to be this good friend that you announced to everybody on the air.
Lace, you are a very busy man. You're doing God's work, so it's time for you to hear it now. So don't be hurt. You like the 30th person that said, I'm hurt. Don't be hurt, Lace. You're doing some powerful things over there. You're doing a lot of things in the community. You just finished performing an event. You just dropped another video. I mean, come on.
Yeah. For God be the glory. I'm good. Okay. I ain't hurt.
Tell everybody about the Covenant Cafe, man. I mean, you have so many great people, so many great speakers, so many great women and men of God on there, even legends you had on the show. Tell everybody about the Covenant Cafe, because you guys really need to tune into the show.
Oh, man. The Covenant Cafe every Sunday. Depending on where you at, but Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Man, I don't even know where to begin. We recently had the legend herself, Shirley Murdoch. We've had people. We've had, and it's not just also gospel people. We've also had people such as Black Ice, one of the dopest poets to step foot on Common on Death Poetry Jam. The list is just crazy, and we're looking forward to having Mary and Byron Cage, and it's just amazing how God is moving with the Covenant Cafe. We have real talk, you know. It's not one of those typical, like, every time you turn around we're saying Jesus. Like, no, we're talking about how Jesus should be implemented in the community, as far as we have a problem. You know, the school system, we're not putting enough issue, like enough focus on the kids, but we're focusing on locking everybody up. Well, we strayed so far away from the Bible that what do you expect is going to happen? You know what I mean? It's too much stuff that we're compromising on in this society. And we're covering all of that on the Covenant Cafe. And also, I mean, we have our current events, and we also have our joke moments. And of course, you know, we plan some of the dopest music. Not to mention my songs get played on there, right?
Not to mention my music is on there.
I didn't even mention that. But the Covenant Cafe, man, is actually what it is, man. It's a good place where we are in covenant with one another, and of course, most importantly, the Lord. And it's, you know, cafe, we're chilling. So it's a great spot, and I definitely encourage for everybody to tune in this Sunday at www.blogtalkradio.com/ DHOURSHOW. That's the hour show at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I knew everybody's time by heart, I would go straight down the line. I don't know it. So 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We definitely want y'all there.
Oh, man, Lace, it's so great to have you come on the show and just show some love and whatnot. And big shout out to Beyonce. Beyonce, rumor has it that Beyonce is about to have another baby as well. Why not?
For real? Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah. You know, there is all this big rumor about, is she going to be able to do her second tour, the tour that's coming up, and, you know, what does this mean for her album and the tour and whatnot. Y'all sort of realize, even back in 2011 when Beyonce dropped her Crazy in Love, I mean, I don't know, was it Crazy in Love? It was, she dropped a fourth album, but that was that was when the baby was born in 2012, and she still was multi-platinum, so come on.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I'm not mad at Beyonce. I may not agree with everything that she do, but I'm not mad at her. She still's a mother. She's a great mother at that. So, you know, big shout out to Beyonce having that baby. We're gonna be talking about that in a few. But of course, I want to get into one of my these tracks right here, which is my favorite track by Poetic Lace, which is "Broken Wings." It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to the Frontline Squad. Up.
Let's go.
It's so hard to fly when your wings are broken.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to see God when you're so blind. You still gotta look for that light though. Tell him, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lower so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lower. So that I may fly away.
Poetically, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dog slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing, pointing out my trouble. Don't get it wrong, the love was there. But in my heart, I couldn't really say you cared. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end, every single one felt played. No PS3, Nintendo, we are Xbox. That's so ironic, cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with. But I wish I could forget that we did.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Yes, so has to go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard. The harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life, and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind. Far from drinking, I gotta do it. Crabs in the pack, they tryna pull me down, cause the water is hot. The water is scratching, the water is scratching. These crabs so deceitful, cause they know what's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out in terror. I'm only 23, but I know the ball bearer.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Oh, 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 oh. So that I may fly. For the right direction, I'm searching for the road of salvation, so that I may fly away.
Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in the city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to get by. I'm at his funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slower, now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No space, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs, looking for some love. Never realized all the while this God that I shoved. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess, Christ is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation.
Take you serious, 'cause you got booty. beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. But smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you envisioned. Good girl gone bad, no fuck that. She had the world on her shoulders like a hunchback. Only child, her pops she ain't know. And her mom passed away when she was barely four. So the odds are stacked high, no time to cry. She lives with her aunt but still has survived on her own. Cause even her aunt ain't grown. Her man gets home and beats both of them. She feel like she can't win, her walls are caving in. She at a house party just drinking with some friends. They offer do a line, she can't refuse. Wakes up in the morning drunk and confused. There was blood everywhere, she just has on shoes. Come to find out she gang raped by some dudes. Damn, they never caught a single one. 9 months later gave birth to a son. She stares in his eyes, can't help but cry. Promises to give him everything in his sight. Kisses him on the forehead as if to say goodbye. But only to her past, cause she ready to live a life. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you envisioned. Now Diane was the epitome of.
Yo, you never couple, y'all. Why your pants that low? You look mad funny. What, you want my number? That's cute.
Where did you get that from?
Where?
Who taught you that?
Your pants look like they might.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
That was that crazy mix on Frontline Friday. This is your girl Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Miss Motivation, b.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, also known as Mother Earth up in this piece. That was just Tamira Bubbles right there. We'll pull your pants up, of course. Give me your feedback on that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. I got Poetic Lace up in this thing. Lace, what did you think about that track right there?
Wow. You got booty cleavage. That's real talk. Somebody should have been dropped this song. She did a phenomenal job. And think about it. It's so real because I was in the car with my mom, like, last week, and we were driving, and, you know, we driving down the hood, and we look on the side, and she's like, oh, his box is dirty. Oh, he's been looking at me. Like, just going off, and to hear that from a woman's perspective is, like, definitely needed. I feel like as men, okay, it's one thing to tell another man to pull his pants up, bro, put your pants up. Okay, cool. But now when you got a sister saying, well, you know, I'm not going to give you my time of day because you only have to have respect for yourself. So what I look like. Yeah, you getting money, but, you know, you don't care about how you look. You're showing your stuff. I don't want nobody that's willing to do that. That's very necessary because, you know, even if you look through the Bible, we'll see how a woman definitely had played a large role in the rise and fall of a man's empire. So men were willing to submit to a woman as far as her opinion. Because real talk, like, a lot of the stuff that we do is to impress a woman or to get her attention, whatever it may be. To have a woman speak up and saying, you know, that's not cool. Y'all need to switch that up. Now we're talking about a whole new movement because we got brothers that's doing it. But now when you got sisters that's involved, you got sisters that's turning down men that don't have respect for themselves. Or she can't even win even deeper.
Turn off. I don't want to give you my telephone number. I don't even want to talk to you. I see your butt hanging out. I don't want to talk to you because you're not trying to get my attention. You're trying to get homeboy attention. And I see you not on that. I'm about to get to you. But one thing is taking it a step further. Well, our youngsters now, because it's the subliminal message that's going to them. Here's the thing. You know, first we got the pants hanging down. The next thing you know, they're going to step out of the pants and step right into a dress.
Come on.
There's this message that's happening here.
You read my mind.
Yep, it's happening. You see it. The brothers have started with the system and saying that my pants is up under my butt. I'm available. And now they stepping right out the pants into the dress, man. So, you know, I'm glad. Big shout out to Tamira Bubble. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Tamira Bubble. She has great music, a lot of self-conscious music she makes. She not only talk about pulling your pants up, but she's also talking about, you know, things like what kind of man would kill a baby. You know, she's talking about jailbreak. I got a couple of hot tracks I'm going to play for her. Let's bring the 909 up in here. 909, you on the front line. Holler at us, baby.
How you doing this evening, Queen?
Hey, Jay with the Willis. What's going on, King? Welcome.
All right. How you doing this evening?
I am doing well. I'm so glad that you guys tuned in to the front line. Of course, you know, you heard that track right there about Tamira Bubble called Pull Your Pants Up. I like how she had funk and funk with it, but still was able to get her message across. And Jay with the Willis, that's another thing that you do with your music. Poetic Lace, he's here. He does that with his music. And I just love it when we get that music that motivates and educates. It's not just about the beat and the rhythm. Diva always looks for the music that motivates and educates. If your music can't do that for me, then it can't do nothing else.
That's man, on point. Shout out, King. What's going on with you this evening, man?
I'm good, bro, man. How you doing?
Hotep. I'm doing fine, man, you know. Sitting here trying to enjoy every part of life that I can, man, through the eyes of my children, looking at my kids, man. Definitely have, you know, I previously heard that track before. And, I mean, everything that you were saying was on point. You know, what type of self-respecting woman wants to walk around with a man who don't respect himself? You know, you walking around and you got $300 dress on, $500 shoes, and $1,000 purse. and this dude walking around with some Kmart pants down to his ankles. You know what I'm saying? You know, it don't match up. It don't even out. So I definitely understand what you're talking about, because I ride around myself and I see these young men. I think to myself, like, that's pull your pants up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not too far along from being one of those individuals who was out there with his pants sagging, and you know, but it just, I got to seeing how many of our young brothers is looking like this, and it just, I didn't want to do it no more. I started to pull my pants up, and other outside sources, like Queen was just speaking about, you know, stepping out of the pants and stepping into a dress.
Come on.
That goes on some other information, another subject, you know, but it's true that, you know, when is it going to stop? Like my homeboy told me yesterday, we saw it yesterday, he mentioned it yesterday, he said, why even wear pants?
Come on.
What's the point? Why you even have pants on? I mean, it's not indecent exposure unless you're naked, so why you even have pants? And you might as well just leave the house in your drawers everywhere you go, because that's exactly what you're doing. And what you're doing is, you're not going to walk in your own mama house or your grandmama house like that. You're going to pull your pants up before you walk in my big mama house like that. So how many other big mamas is driving up the street got to see you like that? How many other, you know, self-respecting women got to look at you, and men got to look at you like this, and you don't see yourself? So I think it's a subject we need to tackle, because it was something very talked about in the late 90s. We were talking about style and how sagging was a style. It wasn't, you know, just being sloppy and this and that. It was just our thing. It was our kind of a cultural thing. And now at the end of 2013, now it's just real sloppy. It's just real sloppy, real sickly to look at. It's nothing that I'm proud of for my young men to be doing. You know, and then the jeans then went from baggy saggy jeans to tight saggy jeans. Like, you know, it's real funny. You got a 1X shirt on with tight pants sagging with a backpack, and it's a Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing with your backpack on? It's a Sunday. You know, you're just a target for the police to pull you over.
Hold that thought right there, Jay Reader. We're going to come back with more of this on the Frontline Fridays. I see the call lines lighting up. We definitely going to get to y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. We're going in about this whole pull your pants up situation. Of course, we're going to get into the educate and regulate session. Three math facts that every Powerball player needs to know. While y'all out there buying these Powerball tickets, there's three main math facts that you guys need to know. We're going to talk more about Beyonce's pregnancy when we get back, and we're going to get into some cherry wine. Amy Winehouse and Nas with this cherry wine right here. Let's go.
Someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heaven sent. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she?
Just on alone. write me hostile texts on account of my lifestyle's perception. It made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet time. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Am I a fool of ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, a gallivant around the equator. And that will get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, with this? An immaculate version of me and my bitch. My Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, hey yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
I wear a name.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Life is good, y'all. Y'all tune in louder to the Frontline Fridays. This is your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, b.k.a. Miss Motivation, baby. Also known as Mother Earth, currently known as Mother Earth. Big shout out to all my mothers out there. Happy belated Mother's Day. We definitely getting into this hot topic about pulling your pants up, man, and also Beyonce's pregnancy as well. I'm actually glad that Beyonce is going to have another baby. Let's go to the Frontline and get some more calls in. Of course, I'm going to open you guys up. And I appreciate everybody that's tuning in live on the call line, on TuneIn Radio, listening online. So big shout-out to y'all. Let's get the 281 up in here. 281, you're now live on the front line. Who we got on the front line with us?
How you doing? This is Roman from the Love Lost soundtrack. I did the record Infrared.
Oh, that's great.
How you doing this evening, mama? Hey, what's the business? I am doing fine. That's right. That's right. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you guys for accepting the call.
Of course. Tell us what's up. What's going on? Comment on the topic here.
Oh, definitely. When I heard the pan sagging topic, I definitely have to call in. I haven't had a chance to actually get a good greeting as a salutations on the blog list, but that's definitely something that I had to interject on. I'm not a fan of the pants sagging, you know, rocking them around your knees. I've never been that way because at the end of the day, the majority of the cats that's out here doing that, they say that they hood. How can you really be hood with your pants around your ankles if you got to scuffle, if you got to move, fight at any given point in time? The fight's already lost because your pants is already around your ankles.
Yeah, you try to fight somebody. They looking
right.
at them like you like, what's up, let's get it in. They looking at you like you really trying to fight me right now.
Right,
let
it's going to take you 2 to 3 minutes. Right, it's going to take you 2 to 3 minutes to pull them pants up and tighten that belt buckle.
As soon as you bend down, it's the official uppercut. I'm from Jersey,
right.
baby. This is how we get down. Like
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
We hook off first. You know, it's whoever hook first, you better get yours. But with your pants up under your butt in this hole, and I got to play this song so you can hear it again, King. It's by Tamara Bubbles. And she was like, you got booty cleavage. And I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see that.
I don't.
Come on, knock that off.
It's just disgusting. And then the thing about it, like, we got the younger generations. And we asked them, like, do you know what that means? Yeah, we know what it means. You know, it's when, you know, we came from the jail system. So why would you want to mimic something
like that?
You know,
that's more
proof to say that not only do our younger generation coming up, but our grown men, it's an identity crisis. They try to always put it on, African Americans, Latinos, Spanish, Mexicans, they don't really know who they are. You know, they're suffering from some type of identity crisis, but it's not just those races now. It's more.
Right, and to be totally honest, it's a lack of example. The majority of the men out here that these young men look up to are wearing their pants up under their cheeks and already, you know, moving around and portraying these things, and they've kind of lost their branch of being an example. A lot of people really think about it as artists, whether you're an indie artist or whether you're signed to a major label. You know, you might not want to feel like you're you know, a person that people look up to, but at all given points in time, these young kids are looking up to you, and they're looking at what it is that you're doing. And if the only example that they have of how to grow up and be fly or how to be appealing to the opposite, you know, gender and all of these different things, or feel like they're cool amongst their peers, is to act or dress this way, we've already lost our example. I think it's just a loss of example, mama.
You're right. It is a loss of example. And, you know, even if we can't just get on the men because ladies, two snaps in the air, I'm going to say it. Before the men start sagging their pants like that, we had Cisco crazy behind running around here talking about thong, the thong, thong, thong. And all the ladies was running around here making sure their thong was showing out of the crack in their butt and on the sides. Like, you would literally pull your thong up and have the low rider jeans so your thong can show. Who would really want a thong in their butt like that?
Right, that's like,
I don't know.
It seems kind of uncomfortable, but I've got to be kind of totally honest on the male side of the gender. I wasn't too mad at that from 99 to 2001. I got to kind of found a lady. High five, girl. High five. I'm sorry. I am a ladies' man. Ladies, I love you guys so much. Mwah. Keep doing what you need to do.
That was a sexy walking around with your thong hiked up in your butt and on a hot summer day. Those tight jeans and the thong and it's all scrubbing together your booty sweat.
You making it sound real bad for me right now, like on the description.
Lady King, what's your Twitter? Tell everybody who tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B on the front line. Squad up. Tell them how to get to your Twitter and where to go to get more information about you and see the great things that you're doing. I don't want you to go nowhere yet, but I want you to put your information out there.
All right, definitely. Well, everybody, Twitter, you can check me out at Roman World, at R-O-M-N World. Facebook, Roman Arada, R-O-M-A-N-T-H-A-R-Y-D-A. Same thing on my Instagram, Spinogram. I'm out here, and I'm ready to do business. So please look out for me, and please support the brand. I thank you for all of the support.
Oh, most definitely. Okay, we have somebody, the other caller dropped, but I'll say everybody that's listening in, I want to get into this educate and regulate session because I just think it's so important, and this is something that we do on the front line. I love my educate and regulate session because even though we play hot music and we have great conversation and great talk, we also got to educate one another. So let's go ahead. Ask Carly, come on in here, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, go on to the phone. Hey, Queen, go on to the phone. Hey, Queen, what you do? Frontline Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, go on to the front. Hey, Queen, go on to the front. Hey, Queen, what you do to the front? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Peace, King, Peace, King. I appreciate that hot drop. Y'all make sure y'all check out S. Colley. Follow him on Twitter at S. _CoLLI. That's _CoLLI. He's a great artist, and he's definitely doing his thing. Artist, producer, rapper. What does he do? Anywho, I want to get to this thing. I was reading in the Business Insider. Y'all know Diva like to read about the money, how to save the money, how to put the money in the right place, especially for our family's sake. And a lot of people, I see them, and I was at the grocery store, and it was like 30 people in line to play the lottery, like the picket, the Powerball. And I'm looking at these people like, do they really know the chances that they really have to winning or hitting the Powerball? How many tickets that you would really have to buy? So I did some research, and I just wanted to break down a couple of statistics. So when you buy 9 tickets, you're estimated to win at least one prize is only 25% of the time. When you buy 13 tickets, it's 33%. When you buy 22 tickets, it's 50%. When you buy 44 tickets, it's 75%. When you buy 73 tickets, it's 90%. And when you buy 95 tickets, you are estimated to win at least one prize. One prize, not to make a million, it's not the Powerball, but when you buy 95 tickets, you are estimated to at least win one prize of that time. And it can actually be the minimum of $4. So keep in mind, the analysis is if you assume the quick draw random selection, without you just picking your numbers, if you just do the quick draw, if you want a guarantee win, you can just buy about 35 tickets. Each with a unique Powerball that will guarantee you to win $4 minimum. So all you people that's out there buying these, is spending all this money on the Mega Millions and on the Powerball, you know, just really think about your chances to win. That's what I'm going to say. I want to get y'all feedback on that. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And also, if you got another comment on, you know, the pulling your pants up and you want to bring something to the show, we definitely have the call line open. Jay with the Realist, I'm going to throw it over to you before I get into this 562.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy that people are out here spending that amount of money to make the government rich. Because, you know, the lotto has to go through, it's a government thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's funny that people are complaining about not having jobs, complain about the unemployment rate skyrocketing. You know, mothers complain about there's not enough food for their kids. Welfare is just not doing it like it's supposed to. But you got 30 people.
$6 million in the kitty.
There's $6 million in the kitty.
$600 million.
Yeah, $600 million. Now we almost. I mean, recession, damn near depression. But y'all got $600 million to play with. Okay, so now we got
to
start. We got to start rethinking the strategy here. what are we going to do with this money? Because in my neighborhood, it's majority, and I know it's all neighborhoods that played a lot of, but in my neighborhood, it's majority black and Hispanic faces playing this lottery. When they go up in the, and it's not the younger generation, it's the older generation.
Yeah.
You see them from maybe 30, 35 up. You know, I'm going to give it 35 up. They're the ones who are really on it, you know, sitting in front of the TV waiting on the numbers to drop. And all that money is being taken out of. Now, imagine if we took some of that money and we tried to fund our educational system, provide up-to-date curriculums and books for our children, our high schoolers, instead of taking it and giving it to the back to the government, which is saying they don't have enough money to give your kid for education. So
you're right about that. I hear that. If we take all that money that we spend on going to the liquor stores, that money should actually go to the state or the city, wherever the money is collected at that particular liquor store, whatever city it is in, it should go into the schools. Let's get to the 562-208. You on the front line? Holler at us.
Oh, you know I'm about to win this shit. I got my 4 Powerballs. We going in. I'm already imagining what I'm going to buy and shit. You know, I'm thinking about getting my own basketball team or something, you know? 600 mil, I might be able to do it, you know? I might be able to start my own league or something, you know? I'm going to sign Nipsey Hussle. Well, who am I going to sign? I might even sign YG, you know? I'm going to make G Malone get out of his Cash Money deal, and I'm going to sign him, too, once I get this 600 mil, you know?
I know who that is.
Man, once I get this money, you know, I might be a millionaire by the end of the night. You never know.
You probably would. Did you play? You played it?
My girl went crazy for it. So, yeah, I said, let me get 4. And she said, $8. I thought they were $1 a piece. They $2 a piece. She got 4, and then her dad was like, give me 5. I'll pay you back. I was like, shit, Dad, what shit? We win on dad's card, shit. She's going to give half the money to her dad and everything.
Well, she said give some to her father. How many tickets y'all got in total all together?
I think we got she got 4, 5, and 4. So, shit, like 13, something like that.
So, y'all chances of winning is 33% with 13 tickets.
That ain't no 13%. 33?
That's a high percentage. 33%. It's 30 for 13 tickets. Well, what the system
yeah, I'm gonna
stated,
on,
13
as it
tickets.
Is, correct.
You got an estimate. You got an estimate.
Lear Jet. You're talking about all that, man.
Yeah.
But that's not for the mega prize. That's for any prize. So you could with that 13,
yeah.
You can win either $4 or you can win $600 million.
How much
million.
Longer y'all live?
We're gonna be live for like another hour, King. We're about to get into it. All
right. I'm about to text this shit out, I'm gonna get some people to call in right now.
For sure. All
right.
You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We definitely on this. Who was that? Critic?
That sound like Critic. I'm about to say, that sound like DJ Critic.
I think that was Critic that called in. He dropped 562. I think that was Critic because I did a email blast. I've been doing things a little bit different around here, getting the show out because I know people like to be late. But big shout out to Marine Oldsmans, I see you, Facebook, Raheem Powell, Washon A. Page, Reggie, what's up, big Reggie? Big shout out to Y.B, big shout out to Rashawn Lane, big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live all over the world, all over the show. Let's get into some Wild Low with Scientific, and we'll be right back.
Wonder word.
Hey, yo, Cap. He's fine. What's good, man?
See, I've been looking
all around. I know about y'all, man. But I'm from Florida.
Yo, she got a feature type like Amber Rose. Face 3/4 of Beyonce nose. A diva, the mule to design the clothes. Really can't wait to get my hands on those. Toast to the good life, let's celebrate. Your body won't go to waste, stuff I'm not celebrating. Baby, one load, I'm right behind you. Help you reach your climax, Lord, I'm Kanye. If swag is illegal, let me remind you. Since a kid, I've been living this life of crime, yo. I'm addicted to the grain. Start is cloudy, I'm about to make it rain. Let's take trips weekly. Ma, you so freaky. A ride or die chick, you got a right to be cheeky. I'm men under them shoes. she's what we be. The new era you reach, half lady to be.
Solomon, I charted my course, but it's a long road and I have a long way to go. go. To make it in life, you gotta pay the toll. Cause fame's a fast route, only comes at the cost of your soul. So I'm still trying to get on, getting jerked around by these cats with tracks I wanna spit on. And these dudes expecting the king's ransom for production when they didn't even clear the samples. Prime example of obstacles I've encountered along the path. But I ain't never let them hold me back. I just wrote it down in my notepad. Cause you can bet your ass I'ma have the last laugh. And I'm out, 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 yeah.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
People should be putting more money into the communities, you know what I'm saying, instead of playing the Powerball thing. But, you know what I'm saying, People hurting, though. They trying to get money any way they can.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They are trying to get money any way they can. And maybe, you know, even if so, like, nobody doesn't win, we should take a percentage. And I was saying this, like, from the city that we play in. Take a percentage. Just a percentage. Let's say 10%. Let's say
Rockstar.
Let's take 10% and put it into the Boys and Girls Club.
Or
put it into the YMCA. You know, the YMCA, they shelter women, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people even know the YMCA has a women's shelter program.
Yeah, the WYMCA is just for the women.
Yeah, it's just for the women.
Yeah.
And they got a whole layout. Like, you see that big building? It'd be like 3 or 4 buildings of apartments. And they shelter homeless women and their families. So taking that 10%. It's, what's the Powerball kitty right now? 600 million?
Yeah, 600 mil.
Now, we take 10% of that and put it into our homeless shelters and put it into the education of our kids. I'm like, come on. Maybe we should, when we go on to play the Powerball and whatnot, maybe we should take at least 10% of that lottery money and go donate it somewhere. Like, for real. Do something in our community.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Ricky Rockstar, put the Twitter out there and your links out there so we can know how to research you and check out you and everything that you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, my Twitter's is at RICCRP. You know what I'm saying? I got the Instagram. It's Rick Rockstar, RICKROCK. And Facebook is Ricardo Proctor.
Well, we'll definitely preach you on the front line. We're going to keep your mic open. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay, for sure.
All right, 774, you on the front line. Holler at us. 774-360, you on the front line. Holler at us.
Yeah, hello, you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Bear Witness from Boston, Massachusetts.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the front line, King. Peace.
What's going on? DJ Critic told me to call up from SoWest Radio. I just sent him a joint.
Oh, that's
featuring
what's up. Big shout out to Critic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're talking about this Powerball situation. Did you play the lottery?
Nah, I didn't even play the lottery. I didn't even get to that today.
Do you? Like, when you do play, how many tickets do you usually buy?
I buy about, like, I mean, I get scratch tickets. I get about, like, 4 or 5 scratch tickets and just play the big
scratch
ones,
off.
Like the 5s and the 10s. Shit like
you
that. Play,
you get the scratch off rather than just playing the numbers?
Yeah, I get the scratch tickets and playing the numbers. I'm like my grandfather. I like to just play with the scratch tickets.
Okay, that's cool. I think we need to come up with a way. Now that you just said that, Bear Witness, when you said I play the scratch tickets, automatically in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I need to come out with a Diva scratch ticket and start trying to y'all. If y'all gonna buy the scratch tickets, I need to get in contact with the person who makes those cards because I need a Diva spot one. And mine's going to be the bingo one. So it's going to make y'all sit there and do the bingo numbers. And then that money can go back to me, and I can put it back into my children and the youth and the independent artists who really need a budget.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. I appreciate that at the same time.
Yeah. Put that money where it really counts is because it's just green paper. If you think about it, if we can do something like that in our community and take 10% of that, and then we know a great artist out there that really needs, like, a little assistance with their budget, and we're not just talking about, you know, getting them fresh. Nah, I'm talking about getting your music copywritten, teaching you about licensing, going ahead and getting you, like, a 500 CDs pressed up and put you to work. That's what I'm talking about.
You heard about what Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine did?
No, tell me.
70 million?
Tell me.
They donated 70 million to a foundation that like a college foundation, and now they got their own the artists and like business people about the business and things like that.
I love that. I love the idea. I would rather educate an artist than just put them out there and give them money. I think that's so dope. Bear Witness,
yeah.
can you can you stay there, because I want to get that link from you too. I don't go nowhere. I want to get that link from you too, so I can post that and promote that, because this is the type of stuff that we need each other to see. Besides all the effery that's going on, all the BS, we need them, our youth and each other to see, like, these is what our teens is doing. Like, they really educating.
Yeah.
Teaching each other.
Exactly.
I think that's cool. Marilyn, put your information out there, your Twitter and your website, before we get to the 702.
All right, my website's on birwitness.keepsblogging.com. My Twitter's on @BearWitness, @BIRWitness. YouTube, Bear Witness. You can Google BIR Witness and find everything. Album's out, everything's out there.
I love it. Ricky Rockstar, Bear Witness, don't go nowhere. I'm going to hit y'all up in a after party. I mean, in an after room in a minute when we go to a music break, because I'm going to book y'all for interviews, okay?
Okay, for sure.
Don't go nowhere.
All right.
Let's get it in. Let's take another call. 702-481. Holla at us. It's your girl, Diva Ebony, B, me, and Jay Real, the realest up in here. You on the front line. Squad up. Who we got up in this thing?
What up, what up? It's the one and only Mr. Money Plane, Kano the Pyro, Las Vegas in the building. What's happening, Frontline Fridays?
Oh, Pyro is up in this thing. What's going on, Pyro? HME Radio, Hustle Movement Entertainment. You already know.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's
Pyro,
up.
We talking about, what's up, man? We talking about this whole Powerball. Diva was out doing her Diva shopping. And I'm coming through the grocery store. I'm going to the front, you know, to get all the stuff with this baked macaroni and cheese. And I see like 30 people over there at customer service playing the Powerball, playing the lottery. And I'm like, yo, what is the odds? Do they really know the odds of them winning? You know, you gotta spend like
buy 100
like
million
tickets.
It's like 100 million to one.
If you buy like 95 tickets, you would get your estimated at 95 tickets. You're estimated to win at least one prize at 95%. Now, it's not going to say you're going to win those millions, but you're going to at least win one prize.
Hey, I love those chances too. That's $100. That's $100 for a prize. That's all you're saying, basically. You know what I mean? But we don't got lottery out here in Vegas and Nevada, so we got to drive to California or to Arizona to purchase tickets, and that is crazy.
That's
so
crazy.
I found out a new way to do it. You can go online and buy tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got me.
I'm online with it. I'm doing lottery. I'm doing New York lottery, Florida lottery. I'm trying to get some Euros, too. I'm doing a Euro.
Indeed, I'm doing Euro, Vietnamese lottery, Chinese lottery, whatever's paying. Whatever's paying.
No, I ain't doing all that, but it's available, though. You know what I mean? On the online lottery site. I don't know the official name of it. But, yeah, man, I found that out. I was like, okay, I don't have to travel and burn gas trying to go buy a ticket, wait in traffic.
You can check and see if you want online, too. Like, if you go online, you can check your tickets to see if you want online as well. Like, you can check your numbers on there.
It's 2013. You know, you gotta power up. You got to power up for the Powerball. They probably got an app for that.
Look, power up for the Powerball. They got you excited, too. Kato, put your Twitter out there and tell everybody that's listening right now live on the front line about your show so they can go ahead and check you out, support you, and so they can get more information about how to get on HME Radio.
Okay, most definitely. Y'all can definitely check us out at itsmyurls.com/HME Radio. It has all the official links over there, from the Twitter to the blog to the mixtape. And all that. But if all the artists and business owners that want to get exposure or advertisements or interviews on the show, y'all need to go to hmeradio.blogspot.com. Check out Get Radio Play now, and we have a submission form that you have to fill out, and we'll definitely get back with you within 48, 72 hours. But we on live every Monday through Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. For 4 hours. We on live right now. I got a little mix plan, but Yeah, we uncut. We just having a good time. We update y'all with hip hop news, sports news. This is uncut live entertainment. Hustler Movement Entertainment, to be exact. Thank you, Diva.
That's what's up. You're now tuned in live with Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Miss Motivation. I'm going to get into a hot track right now. Big shout-out to DJ Critic. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live from TuneIn Radio. Everybody that's listening in their car on Sirius Radio. Everybody that's listening right now on Phenomenal Radio. Everybody that's listening right now on DivaSpotRadio.com. We appreciate the love. We're going to get into a hot track by Tupac. I got a book.
Hey, Diva.
Artists to come on. Yeah, baby.
One more thing I want to tell all the business owners and artists. If y'all trying to get exposure, I found this new site. If y'all know about it, then you're on the right path. It's called Music Clout, musicclout.com, C-L-O-U-T. And what you can do there is sign up, make a profile, and you can find opportunities for your music. You can find and submit to licensing opportunities, record labels, blogs, press, management, festivals, radio, contests. Man, it's crazy. So y'all
That's
definitely
good.
Take advantage of that right now. And they got a lot of business tips that they share with y'all on this site also. So if you need to know what the labels are looking for or how to build your team around you, what you need, it's real informative and real essential right now for all the up and coming underground artists. So y'all check that out, musicclout.com. Sign up.
Again, www.musicclout.com. Definitely gonna check that out. Tupac, baby, I ain't mad at you.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there, kicking up dust, giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope you're right. No, she got a player for life, and that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went up in her. And not to see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's time for war, you gotta bump us back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. Distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it. Used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides moving and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way it does bluff. And even though we separated, you said that you wait. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up safe. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I feel trial, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs. In my cell, picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there, so prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
and cabins to rock. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving G, most hated by enemy, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faded. In a younger day, so full of man with a weapons blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better day. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions, and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
I'm back up in this thing, and I ain't mad at you. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. We got J. Real the Realist up in this thing. Rick the Rockstar up in this thing. Bear Witness. Kano the Pyro is up in this thing. Y'all make sure y'all holler at us and let us know what's good. Also, you guys can jump into the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. We're talking about this Powerball situation. I want to just take a pause on that real quick because I'm going to get to the rest of the callers. But Beyonce, rumor has it that Beyonce is pregnant. Now, Diva is about, I'm about 3 months pregnant right now. So I'm good. I'm in Mother Earth, and I'm not mad about that. And a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, what is this going to do for Beyonce, you know, album that's going to come out and her going on tour and her being pregnant. I don't necessarily think she's going to skip a beat, but I definitely want to get you guys feedback on this. Let's go to the 213-399. You're now on the front line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Big Durang, South Central, L.A., all Canada. You feel me? Shout out to my nigga Critic. He told me to come show you some love, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to do.
That's what's going on. Give us some feedback on this about Beyonce being pregnant. Do you think it's going to affect her album that's coming in the tour?
They with the Illuminati, man. That's a sacrifice, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sacrifice, baby. You know what I mean? Watch.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear about something happening to the baby. So there's the baby born. Watch. That's how they get down. You know what I'm talking about?
He went straight to the Illuminati.
That Illuminati baby. That's what happened to the baby. Go ahead.
Man, that's a Illuminati baby, man. That's a sacrifice. You feel me? You already know.
True.
But
you know what I'm saying?
She already lost her first baby. She was pregnant before she had Blue Ivy.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't a sacrifice
right
there?
They got to really make it happen. Somebody really got to... The baby got to choke on a grape or something. You know what I'm saying? They really going to make it look like... They going to make it look like it was a real accident.
Well, I do want to say this. You know, me as being a woman and being on my second child now, you guys do realize that the first 4 months of any woman's pregnancy, she is at risk. She's actually 60% at risk of miscarriage.
Yeah, that's true.
So the first 4 months is the most critical months for a woman to be pregnant. That's why they say don't stress, don't argue. Even depression.
Yeah, yeah.
Depression can kill your baby. You ain't even got to be saying anything to nobody. You can be depressed in the inside. And it's now to the fact when women are going to go see the little OBGYNs and stuff like that, they are asking women psych questions. Like, how you been feeling? And they actually had me take a survey, y'all. They had Diva take a survey on how depressed I am.
Wow.
I'm saying, though,
Christ,
I mean,
on a scale from 1 to 10, huh?
Yeah,
like,
it was
you?
1 to 5.
Yeah.
It said sometimes, it said on every day, several days, not quite, or never. It asked me how many days I was depressed.
Wow. They getting really, really technical with this shit now.
I wonder how Halle Berry passed that test. I know she crazy,
hey,
motherfucker.
Hey, so let me ask you a question, Ms. Diva. So what
yes,
do you
kid.
Do? I mean, do we spit bars, or you like a gossip? You know what I'm
what
saying?
Is,
type of like. You know, talk or what is your point? You know what I'm saying?
Well, for my show, I do it all. Frontline Fridays, we interview, we showcase, and we promote independent artists. And what we do, we book our artists to come on the show for a later date. We do a full showcase for them. We interview you and we play your music. And what we ask all of our artists to do when they're filling out the submission forms for Diva Spy, we for their edited tracks. We want all edited tracks. We want to be able to listen to exactly what you're saying. So what we do the first 30 minutes of the show, we interview the artist. The second 30 minutes, we play an indie mix, which is all the artists that's working with us. We put it in the mix. Then on the third 30 minutes, we do an educate and regulate session where we talk about current topics. And then the fourth one, I take them to church in my diva style way.
Okay.
So the show
is
just 4 hours, but we would definitely love to have you as a guest if you would like to hold on. We're going to take another call
yeah.
more to the music, and
hey,
we'll book you behind the scenes.
Excuse me, Diva.
Yes, King.
This is Jay Rule the Realist, also representing South Central Los Angeles. Shout out to my
guy.
Yeah, I had to say that real quick because I just, you know, when I feel so close, I feel like I'm up the street from this guy. We on the phone, you feel me? So, you know, I got to make sure I put that out there. Shout out, Critic. You already know how we get down, man. Definitely, this is the place for indie artists or any type of artist all over the world. You know, to give them a platform to make sure that they are heard somewhat of what Critic does, but on the other side of the fence. So we definitely keeping in. Just to let you know, because there's a lot of different people from different places here, but your own is in the building too right now, just so you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Okay. That's what's happening. Well, I'm going to definitely be tuning in, man. So what days are y'all on?
We're on for 2 hours, so we air live each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, and we air for 2 hours each and every Friday. Then tomorrow, Saturday, 1 p.m. on the west and 3 p.m. on the east, the 7th game of Saturdays with me and Jay Big. That's for the business owners. Then we have Spiritual Fetus on Sundays, and we got Mommy Mobs Monday. Squad out for all my mothers. I was just talking to my mothers on Mondays about having more healthier relationship with our king. We don't call our men and our sons niggas. They are not niggas. We address you guys as kings and little princes.
Okay.
So we were talking about...
I like this already.
Yeah, I was talking to them about repairing our own thinking and repairing ourselves, because the woman actually sets the tone in the house. So we got to get past the mess that we went through and the stuff that we've been hurt by past and future, and start changing it and treating y'all differently so y'all can act differently. Giving y'all more of a position. And giving y'all your titles back, not even a position. You're the king. So if we treat you
that's
like
right.
one, you'll start acting like one.
Yeah, real talk, though, because I was talking to
yeah.
my homie the other day, and he was like, man, the black culture, man, is going down. It's like we don't support each other. You know, they got the Italians over here. They all clicked up. They help each other rise. They got the Latinos, the Mexican community. They all.
Yep.
And then, like, he was like sour face over the way the black women are being treated. Man, it was just a whole nother show we can talk about this shit, man, but...
Oh, we will.
I try to shed some light on my nigga, like... Man, it's gonna get better, man. You just gotta put that effort in, too. Because we gotta... we getting a bad rep as black men. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. Well, we got to we got to want to change that, though. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Nobody's going to pull their pants up unless they want to. Nobody's going to stop saying the N-word unless they want to. But my guy brought up a big point. My boy Roman, shout out Rome. I don't know if he's still online, but I know he had a show tonight. But he brought up a good point. If the examples that our youth have don't show them nothing else, then they won't be nothing else. They won't do nothing else. Yeah, you see Jay-Z and what do you say, black at the white shows, white at the black shows, but 2 Chainz, Waka Flocka, and everybody else and their mama, Lil Wayne, Drake, and everybody else and their mama running around with their pants off their head. So,
and don't forget this, and I got more callers I'm about to get to, but I want to say this. Let's not forget this Poison Trinidad James. That's what I'm going to say. I've seen him last year, and that's poison. That's poison right there. Y'all need to pay attention to that. Don't go nowhere, King. I want to get to that. I want to get everybody else to get their opinions in on this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm turned up here on the Front Line Fridays where all hot indie artists and music live, and all the soldiers are in the squad up. Let's get to the call lines. I'm going to get to y'all real fast because there's a lot of y'all, but I want y'all to get y'all opinion in. So 619-565, you're now on the Front Line with Diva Ebony B. Holla at me.
Yo, what's up? This is So Sexy Promo 619. I'm DJ Chris, the co-host with Soul West Radio. How you doing?
Queen, So Sexy. I'm fine. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good, Ma. Could have had me calling, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, that's what's up. Share some light on this situation, Queen. Speak your piece.
Well, for me personally, I don't try to really get into what other people are doing and what their agenda is. If baby goes to work, she goes to work. If she don't feel like it, she don't feel like it.
True.
I mean, I don't know. It's not really here nor there. I'm not going to miss my paycheck because Beyonce didn't go to a show.
You talk about Beyonce having a baby. Beyonce ain't gonna split the beat.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? That that's the Illuminati baby.
But maybe how would it affect your work? Shows, right?
No, I mean that baby is not gonna affect the work. Now, remind you, with Beyonce back when B released in 2011, which was her fourth album, while she was with child, she released it. She was pregnant at the time, and after Blue Ivy was born in January 2012. She went multi-platinum again. So it's just the fact, it doesn't matter if you're pregnant or not. Let me meet some of y'all too, so I can be able to get my deeper point across. But even though you're pregnant, being pregnant doesn't slow you down. Maybe being nauseated or whatever the case may be. But if you kind of think positive.
I got 3 kids, believe me. I have a baby. He's 8 months old, and I worked a week. I worked 2 days until right before I had him. I worked all the way, and then 2 days later, I gave birth. I went back to work a week later.
I know that's right. I plan on working a week before I have my baby. You know, just think positive. But, Queen, I appreciate you calling into the show. Let everybody know your Twitter and how to be able to reach out to you and all the wonderful things that you are doing as Mother Earth.
So, I'm So Sexy Promo 619. I co-host on So West Radio Tuesdays and Thursday nights, usually about 9 West Coast time, sometimes 10, depends on when we feel. It's mostly like bars, beat battle shows. So you call in, either have like some dope bars or don't call in at all. The range was setting everybody down last night. Had the lines all ghost. But so, I mean, if you're ready, come with it. DJ Critic, man, he'll get on you too. So come prepared. And then also look at my bio and send me tracks or whatever. And I'll be looking for interviews and stuff like that. Get your song played. Talk to you a little bit, host with you. Make sure you guys do, keep logging in these radio shows and getting your music out and reaching out. That's what I like as far as promoting it. So we can only do so much as a host. So.
You're definitely right. I appreciate that, Queen. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you check out phenomenalradio.com. Go to phenomenalradio.com. Check out the Indie Spotlight. Check out the Underground Railroad Wow. Check out all the extra boys. Check out all the hot things that we are doing over there. Big shout out to the team on Phenomenal Radio. Big shout out to Slay Stone, Slim. Big shout out to G-Mo. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. Big shout out to Tay Black. Big shout out to DJ Mad Logic. Big shout out to DJ Trey Boogie. Big shout out to Truth the Truth. We are definitely doing our thing over there, and we are putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. So, y'all, make sure you go and check out phenomenalradio.com. Again, that's phenomenalradio.com. And follow us on Twitter at Phenom Radio. That's at Phenom Radio. Let's take two more calls before we get into another music break. The 216 and 908, I see you. 216-301, it's your girl Diva. Holla at me.
What's up, Diva Mary Kay? It's your brother, Y Dot.
Reggie is up. Reggie? Why Dot?
All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
What I tell you, J. Ritter Will, is every time the queen come out, the kings come. Every time. Hey, king. What's up,
baby? What's going on, queen? Cooling out, you know, shooting a regular. Just called
that's
in to support.
I appreciate that. We talking about this Powerball situation. Did you play the Powerball on the Mega Millions tonight? Did you decide to play?
No, I don't do lottery. That's just a waste of time. That can go somewhere else.
waste of time. So you said you ain't playing at all?
I refuse. That's a waste of time that can go to something else. To be honest,
you said I refuse. But
I'm just saying if it's gonna happen. It's going to happen in another way. It ain't going to happen by me paying, you know, saying bucks and bucks and bucks, dollars after dollars after dollars each day to try to get it. It's just going to fall out the air some type of way.
Yeah, you heard about that. You heard about that lottery curse, though.
The lottery curse?
No, what's that curse?
Shit, like everybody who win the lottery end up falling off.
Do like a whole TV show on that, like on all the winners who just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's just like the saying, fast money comes, you know, fast as it goes. You know, you don't have to work for the lottery at all. You just pay a dollar and you hit, and there it goes. Your life changed.
Diva, you be about to come out with some Diva Spot scratch-offs. I swear, they're going to be purple and gold. And I'm going to get that money. I'm going to let
Diva
scratch-off.
Hey, listen.
Listen.
I mean, the bitch with that invest into it. If you get your own scratch offs, yeah, you're gonna make money because you know millions
and millions. I got hustle with my pedigree, baby. I'm gonna tell you, Diva got some hustle with her pedigree. I'm gonna find. I don't like the middleman. I want to get to the top man, and that's my goal. I'm gonna do that by the end of June. Diva about to get her some gold.
Hey, I'm gonna go to one of them little lottery machines and see the Diva scratch offs, huh?
Yeah. I my logo on it and everything. I can see it already.
Come on. You
can
scratch it off
and
like, ooh, I want an interview. Ooh.
I love it. I want an interview. I want some promotion. What? I'm about to get on Phenomenal. Oh, I love that. Oh, Kano, I got to write that down.
Who put that marketing tool out there? Who put that marketing scheme out there? That's dope.
Kano the Pyro, HB Radio, Hustle Moving Radio. That was Kano.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good look right there.
Reggie, put your Twitter and stuff out there before I take this next call and get into some music.
Twitter is YDOTBGOE, twitter.com. There you go. I ain't been on there in a long time either.
We'll put out where the people can get in contact with you and check out all the wonderful things that you're doing. I know you've been working. You made a move. Maddie, all my girls. Oh, I'm so glad we prayed for each other.
Well, actually, you can always reach me on my Facebook. I'm doing my ministry thing right now. So that's R.A. Hannah, you know, at the Facebook, whatever. Hit me up. Especially if it's positive and, you know, it's moving in the right direction, especially if it's spiritual. Then I'm the man. Hit me up.
I'm the man. Yeah, you got to feed that spirit, baby. It's God first, family second, and career third. This is how we do that thing over here. Not a way to... Future Guru 100 is live in the building. Guru, how about
that? All right. Yeah.
What's going on,
yo?
Team?
What's going on, everybody? I'm loving the energy. Just call in and say Diva Spot and Frontline Fridays is definitely the place to be on Friday. And all you indie artists out there that is looking to actually take your brand to the next level, need to holler at Diva Avenue D on Twitter and holler at Phenom Radio on Twitter. Holler at myself, Future Guru 100. And we in the building, man. I definitely like you know, how you put it down on Frontline Friday. So and I just wanna say something, man. When I actually called in, I heard that Tupac song playing, I Ain't Mad at You. So whoever
yeah.
don't really know that song need to go back and check it, like do your homework and just listen to like the essence of hip hop, like, because like if y'all don't know, like the '90s is the golden era of hip hop. So if you could actually, like, picture Tupac, like, actually trying to do his thing all the way real, for everybody out there that love Tupac, I'm a big Tupac fan. All my people in Irvington, New Jersey, we was all Tupac fans. You know, the Outlaws, you know, a lot of them is from Irvington, you know. So,
yeah.
So with that being said, Tupac came to Irvington to scoop up the Outlaws, you know, and they went to the West Coast and did it. And now the Outlaws are still carrying on. You know, the legacy of Tupac. They are carrying on the legacy of Tupac from the L.A. to all the way to Atlanta and worldwide, man. So that right there, when I heard that track and I got a chance to just hear how Tupac was just ripping it bar for bar, taking you on a journey. We don't have that no more in the game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't have that no
but
more
you,
in the game. So.
You gotta. I wanted to mention this, too, about that song, because I interviewed Danny Boy. And it's another incentive for all the artists out there. You know how big this song is. Did you know that Danny Boy did not get paid from that song?
What?
He did not get paid from none of that music from Death Row.
Hey, man, a lot of people don't know that the homework on that. They need to go do their research on that. I actually do. And, I mean, that's another whole nother issue, whole nother story, whole nother genre. But, hey, man, that's the way it was. And artists need to know, man, if you're going to come out as a songwriter, you know, you need to have your publishing straight from the rip. That, I mean, that ain't nobody's fault but Danny's dad. But we can't go there right now. That's a whole nother show. But
yeah,
if you're a songwriter, handle your business, man, before you take your song to somebody. That's the way it is. We're not going to sugarcoat that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Have your business straight before you give a song to somebody, man. Have your publishing on deck. Don't go looking for nobody to handle your publishing for you, because that's a dumb 360 move right there. So I mean that's just something just for the up and coming artists who love to write music on their own, who love to write their own lyrics, who think they have what it takes to be a successful songwriter. You can't be a successful songwriter out the gate if you're not handling your publishing. So I mean I'm glad my man brought that up. That happens to actually relate to what we talking about right now. I mean, that was him on the hook. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, Tupac wrote the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? And whatever.
That's what I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say about it, man. This is the publishing and stuff like that. When you do records with other people, you got to make sure that's in order, because that was a huge song. And I ain't taking nothing away from Pac from what he did on that song, because it's still relevant today. You know what I mean? But that's something that people should know as trying to build a career in this field.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I agree with that. And that was a good point. It's still happening today. People just get caught up in the hype of, oh, I'm going to be down with such and such. It's no different. It happened in the 70s, it happened in the 80s, it happened in the 90s, and it's happening today. People get caught up in the hype of being with a label or going to work and putting in work with some, and they're not handling their business. They blind to the fact. So if you're going to run that route, you're going to deal with the repercussions at the end. You might not be happy at the end. So make yourself happy in the beginning and handle your business. I mean,
that's how I feel about that. This is Jay Real the Realist, man. I'm shooting this out because my phone's on its last leg. I can go out at any second, but I wanted to shoot this because I've been listening to you Kings talk in this manner about this subject, man. I had a conversation with a CJ Mack earlier today, and if people know about Ruthless Records and their Death Row and all that, like we've been speaking on, you know who CJ Mack is. Now, a lot of what you're talking about is not just going on today, but there. a lot of these industry people are depending on the ignorance of the indie artists. They're depending on the ignorance of the underground artists, the talented underground artists. You got people out there that are searching for you to baffle you and with all this, they gonna do this and do that just to get your record, just to get you in, just to record your stuff. I agree totally. Have everything you need ready for when you deal with these type of individuals, because everybody is just out, it seems, to make a dollar in this game. And I just wanted to reiterate that one more time. I agree 100%. Not all, but there are people out there that are definitely just sitting in the waiting for you to be a hot artist to come along so they can knock you aside the head and take everything you got and everything you worth.
Yeah,
so be careful about that. Please be careful about that.
This is the one reason why I appreciate Frontline Fridays, because this gives us an opportunity to speak truth to power. And if anybody don't understand what that means we can bring the truth, and somebody down the line eventually will hear this that's in a position of power. So we, as not just artists and people that actually help indie artists, and all, we have the opportunity to speak truth to power. You understand what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I'm glad that Diva Ebony B comes on every Friday and brings you Frontline Fridays. We bringing you the truth. When I come on here, I'm bringing you the truth, and she's definitely going to bring you the real. And down the line, you know, we may be able to help somebody. And down
yeah.
the line, somebody might be able to get in a position of power just based on the truth that we bringing y'all. So, with that being said, I appreciate everybody that's on the line tonight. This is just my opportunity to come on and support Diva Spot. Diva Spot Radio is definitely official. So anybody that's looking to get their music showcased, hey, you know what? Like she said, we give you a sample, but I'd like her to finish the rest. The meal you got to pay for.
The meal you got to pay for. We'll give you a sample, baby, but the meal you got to pay for. Big shout-out to Kano. Big shout-out to Future. Big shout-out to Jay Ritter Rillers. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuning in live right now and giving their comments and spreading the education. And that's what it's all about. We're going to have to go over after hours too to get the rest of the callers. But if you want to get interviewed, showcased, and promoted, all you got to do is go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com, and click on the Get Interview and Promoted tab. Or you can hit up our customer service line at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Let's take these three more calls before we get out of here, because y'all know I got to take y'all to church. Let's go ahead. 229-726. You're on the front line with Diva Ebony B. Squad up. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Rachel, all the way from Bainbridge, Georgia.
Hey, Rachel. Welcome, queen. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm glad I got online, got on the call before you all, you know, hit it out.
Oh, yeah. Of course I want to get to y'all before. I ain't going to leave y'all hanging. A true queen wouldn't do that. Queen, tell us about you, what you got going on. Give us your feedback.
I just been tuning in about the Powerball, about Beyonce, and about all the underground artists and things. That Powerball thing, I really was laughing at everything because it was so funny. But I don't really do that either, because it really is a waste of time, in my opinion.
I think the Powerball thing, you know, I'm not going to say that you can't win. It's just the odds. The odds of winning that Powerball is like 11 trillion, you know, of you winning that. In order for me to win something, at least like $4 or, you know, like a billion, it's $600 million in the kitty for the Powerball. And you mean to
tell
me that
we
got...
And what are money going to? What that money going to if you don't win? Like, we spent all this money on tickets. There's only going to be one winner or a few winners. Where's the rest of the money going to? Who's running the lottery these days?
That's why we got to get smarter. We got to get some HME tickets. We got to get a Future Guru 100 Powerball. We got to get a J Real, the realest numbers. Look, we need to get the Rachel scratch off. Diva Squad definitely going to have a
I'm trying to tell you, maybe I get a scratch off something. If they don't win, some of that money come back to me. I need something.
I'm
some
doing
of that
hood
money.
By those. You scratch off, you're going to win some Jordan. You're going to win some Jordans. You might win a gas card. Some more fun.
Some baby shoes.
Car,
some baby clothes. Something.
Yeah.
You can win your Eddie Bauer stroller. I ain't mad. Look.
What, a
babysitter for the weekend. So some child care for the month.
But I really don't do that. But scratch-offs, I have been used to that. My first scratch-off, I won $4, so I was happy. And I spent those same $4 buying some more and didn't get a dime.
You got to take your $4 and go, queen.
I did. I walked to the store. As soon as I turned 18, I was going to buy me a scratch-off. And I said, oh, my God, my first time, I won $4. Let me do it again. No.
Look, it got
you did. You did exactly what they wanted you to do.
Look, we got you hooked. We'll get hooked on Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow us on the show. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. We got this exclusive Mommy Mob show, Mommy Mob Mondays, each and every Monday. It'll be 8 p.m. on the West and 11 p.m. on the East. And it's all for my queens. We talk about everything from being a diva to a mommy. We releasing some issues. We pulling off scabs. We educating. We supporting one another. We laughing and crying with one another. It's an awesome show. So I would definitely want you to be a part of that too, queen. And you can always hit me up on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And if you have a topic that you want to address and you want to talk about, me and you can sit down and talk about it, and I'll have you as a co-host on my show, and we can move forward from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey,
all right,
Diva,
queen, don't go nowhere. Yes, King.
Diva, you heard about the new holograms coming out on the Rock the Bells?
Holograms with what? Rock the Bells? Run DMC? What do you mean?
Rock the Bells tour. It's a big concert. It's like Coachella. You know, it had Tupac hologram. Now they bringing out the Eazy-E and the old Dirty Bastard holograms.
Oh, hell no. I mean, I don't even curse like that. Excuse me, people. My baby can't be hearing that. Hold on. That's what I
you done insulted right me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
Yes. You done insulted me saying some stuff like that, Kano. What do you mean? Eazy-E? Are you serious?
Eazy-E hologram going to be performing with Bone. Old Dirty Bastard hologram going to be performing with
Bastard.
The
Wow.
What y'all think about them holograms? Y'all think this is going to be a new thing that they're going to start doing, or y'all think y'all just shut it down?
They
you know
shut
what?
It down.
I think if the family agrees to it, who can argue, though? If the family, like, I would expect the family to actually be paid off for that. Like, not just for the people that put up the money to put the show on, but, like, is that benefiting anybody in ODB's family? Is that benefiting anybody in Eazy-E's family? That's what first thing come to mind. Because, I mean, from what I understand, I can only know what I've seen on the YouTube. I didn't experience it like a live show with the hologram, but I think people get pretty excited about it. I think they got pretty excited about when they did it with Tupac. But like, it's a little eerie. Like, it's a little eerie just to think of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a weird feeling. Like, oh, come on, how can that be? Like, that's my first thing. And then, like I'm saying, like, if the money is there and the families are benefiting, I don't know. Like, who could argue? I don't know. If the family's just cool with it, I really don't know. Like,
I think that's something that's going to come about in the future, though, with the artists that's still living. Like, Rihanna can't make a show in London. She'll just send a hologram.
Send a hologram out. She'll be sent home chilling while the other one doing all the work.
Right.
Come on, that's wild. Wait a minute. I don't like that.
I need one. If that's the case. Look here, if Eazy-E and Tupac can get one, then Diva should be able to get one, too. I should be able to have my hologram right here hosting this show live with y'all. I'm just saying. I mean, like, I agree with Future on that when he said the families is benefiting because after they die, they still need some support. and people are supporting because they want to be able to have the experience with such a great person. I'm a great person, too. So I think that I should be able to get one, too, and my family should benefit as well. But I do agree with what you were saying with Rihanna. If Rihanna don't feel like doing the show and she want to get in there with, you know, Chris Brown or whatever the case may be, she just sent her hologram up. If that's the case, I'll send my hologram to work, too. I want to go to work It's Friday. Well, I'm trying to say, I feel like going there, but I made it happen.
That's right.
I'm a superwoman. Do you hear me? Shit.
I'm one of those.
The hologram would be taking care of the baby, and she can breastfeed the baby when the baby get here. I send her brother to. She'll breastfeed the baby. She'll cook the dinner. I'll be still having a margarita. I'm telling y'all what I'm going to do. A margarita mama.
I'll be there.
I like how they call a hologram and not a clone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you actually looking at. See, clone is like a negative word right now, but if you think about it, if you think about what they doing, they ain't doing nothing but, like, find another way to clone this, like, you know, the artist
Perfect.
Or whatever. So they taking the giving it a fancy name, hologram. You know
it ain't
going to
be the same, though. It ain't going to be the same. You know old Dirty Bastard, he on the stage loaded. Now they going to have a sober-ass ODB on the stage, hologram style. Like,
that's funny.
That nigga almost blew himself up. Man, you see that shit on the award show? I think it was like the MTV or some shit. He almost blew himself up by the pyrotechnics. That nigga was wild on stage, man. I don't know how they gonna duplicate that shit.
Wait, Kano, calm down.
I'm just saying, they gave Tupac them 300 abs. They gave Pop them Dragon Ball Z abs.
He had 300 abs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Pop wasn't that ripped now. God damn. Y'all the
yes, he was. Yes, he was. He had that cute little baby. I love Tupac. Boy, I love Tupac. Tupac was ripped. He was everything that a man could be. He is the epitome of a man.
Well, if they gonna have a baby boy, that nigga gonna be shitty. He like, lost weight. Oh, I was fucking around.
I'm done with Kano, HB Radio. Big shout out to HB Radio, Hustle Movement Entertainment. Y'all make sure y'all check him out, www.blogtalkradio.com/HME. Big shout out to all the pyromaniacs. Big shout out to the D-Slate from the D-Hour Show. Big shout out to the Independent Connect. The Independent Connect. Make sure y'all check us out. We're definitely getting artists and business owners. We're getting you featured on 3 different shows nationwide. We're getting you on blogs. We're getting you showcased. We're getting you promotion. You know, we got everything in the mix for you, and we also have all types of different conglomerates that we're working with that can give you that extra exposure, that extra push that you're looking for to build with new clients. You want new clients, you want new exposure, and we are giving easy and effective promo. We are effective with what we do, so make sure you check us out, the Independent Connect. Reach out to Diva Ebony B, at Kane on the Pyro, at D Slate from the D Hour Show. And also make sure you contact Future Guru 100 for brand management. If you're looking for true brand management, and if you're looking to get true promotion, you got to check out Future Guru.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawan in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru. 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
I'm having so much fun with you guys, I almost forgot to take y'all to church. And I'm going to take y'all to church real fast before we get out of here. Let's go.
And I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
This week we've been talking about dependency, and I always love to read out of my Women of Color's devotional Bible, but it goes to say this. The scripture comes from John 15, chapter 15, verse 5. It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, here's the thing. Sweet is the sap that flows from the vine to the branches, bringing life. The sap is like the life source flowing through Jesus to us. Now, the divines depend on the gardener's knowledge and experience. The gardener's knowledge and experience. And the branch depends on the vine for its nourishment and the continued flow of sap. In the same way, we are the branches, y'all. Are we dependent on our Creator, the true vine? Now, the gardener is our Father God. Jesus calls us to remain in him and depend on him. Independence in the enemy that will destroy our life in the vine, a continuous connection to the vine is imperative for our spiritual life. Jesus tells us, abide in me, for without me you can do nothing. It's so important that we always take care of our spiritual man and our spiritual woman. The body cannot exist without the spirit, but the spirit can exist without the spirit can exist without the body. So it's so important for us to take care of our spirits. Regardless of what we do in our careers, all this radio, all this attention, this Facebook, this Twitter, all of that temporarily, that can go. That can go out the door. We can't take that with us. But it's so important for us to know where our source come from, where our vine come from. So I'm going to give y'all a little homework on this. Don't be deceived into thinking that being a strong and independent person in this world means that you can't depend on God. Recognize that all people are dependent upon a loving God to provide life, strength, protection, provision, and above all, salvation. Begin today with an affirmation of your dependency on your Creator. Today, like start right now. An affirmation to depend on your Creator. That's the person who woke you up. That's the person that protect you, protect your kids, protect your spouse. Start praying over one another before we leave out this door, before you step over your threshold and before your kids or your mate. And I do this every day. Father God, protect my son. Father God, protect me. Give me traveling mercies as I come and go. Cover us with the blood. Give us wisdom and knowledge as we go. It's very important. And I pray this thing out. Jesus, in the depths of my heart, I need to capture the truth of my vital connection to you. Free me from thinking that I can make it without you. Let me see the reality of my need for you in all things, at all times. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Have fun tonight. I'm gonna let y'all get y'all ending comments before we get out of here. And on the pyro, you got any ending comments before we get out of here, baby?
Y'all support Frontline Fridays. Y'all definitely support my homegirl Diva Ebony B. She's doing the best for all the independent artists out there. Y'all take advantage of what we doing. We don't do this for nothing, man. So y'all definitely holler at my girl. Y'all follow me on Twitter at Kano the Pyro. And check out ismyurls.com/HMEradio. We on live right now, so y'all can just end this show and come over here, HME, and join us. 347-677-1962.
That's what's up. I'm coming as soon as I get finished and I have me a fried bologna sandwich break.
It's still all good, baby.
Bear with us. You got some ending comments?
Yeah, Frontline Fridays is what it is. I'll be on the interview soon, so I can't wait to get that email. Check out my music. You know, just look me up, B.I.R. Witness. Definitely enjoyed being on the show today.
Cool.
You know, from Boston to the West Coast is what it is.
Oh, I'm definitely feeling that, y'all. I appreciate everybody that came out. God bless you. Good night.